This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for MoneyWise with DBAS.
And we're joined by Andrew Henderson from DBAS, Dunedin Budget Advisory Service, for our fortnightly conversation about money matters. And today we're going to recap a conversation of a few weeks ago about the buy now, pay later schemes. Morena, good to have you with us, Andrew. Thanks for coming in.
Morena, Jeff. Thank you for having me in. Wonderful to be back in the studio rather than
indeed
joining you online.
Telephone and Zoom, they're all very well, but it's nothing like face-to-face, eh?
Yes, I guess that's a good opportunity to let people know that we've actually shifted this week. So you can no longer find us in Moray Place at the former Dunedin Community House. We're now located on floor 1 of 43 Princess Street, and we're really enjoying our new space and familiarising ourselves with our new surroundings.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, because of course DBAS and many other agencies, most of the other agencies that were formerly housed at Dunedin Community House at 301 Moray Place, have made that move, or FM will be following in just a few more weeks, and we're really looking forward to that. But yeah, a new hub of activity, as it were, not too far away from where previous Dunedin Community House was, certainly still smack in the middle of the city. And we look forward to being there and to joining you, Andrew, and the rest of the team. Andrew, we had a conversation several weeks ago about buy now, pay later schemes. If listeners might want to find that conversation back online at oar.org.nz, look for MoneyWise. But just a quick recap, just a bit of definition first. What is buy now, pay later?
So as the name suggests, Jeff, it means you can buy goods or services now and then pay for them later. If everything goes to plan, you will not pay any additional interest or fees, but there are several fish hooks, shall we say, with these schemes that we think are problematic for clients.
And your primary concerns around buy now, pay later, and I know it's complex, but what are they?
They are the fact that people can take on multiple buy now, pay later accounts. There is no affordability checking whether people can afford the repayments for the goods and services that they've paid for, and therefore they can be a big cause for debt spirals, which really impact on whānau.
And you would assume at times like this, when financial matters are really tight for most families and most individuals, that right now is you might be seeing some peaks in terms of the issues that come out of buy now, pay later.
Yes, but in saying that, because the industry has been under quite a bit of scrutiny over the last year by government, they have been trying to behave themselves. But now that the government has come out with their decisions about regulating the buy now, pay later industry, we could possibly see a return of, shall we say, not such ethical behaviour.
All right, regulation, that sounds like the kind of thing that you would be looking for. I assume what you're saying is it doesn't go far enough.
Yes, so the industry is being regulated, but our biggest disappointment, as I've said before, is the fact that lenders, buy now, pay later lenders, will not have to conduct affordability assessments for the lending they provide. All they have to do is a comprehensive credit check, which we don't think goes far enough at all, and it does not make any sense. A comprehensive credit check, as I've said before, gives you some information about a person's finances, but it doesn't tell you what's coming in, what's going out, what their commitments are.
And it certainly might not be up to date.
No, it may not be up to date, and there may be incorrect information on there as well. So it doesn't really make sense. The thing that we are pleased about is the minister has said they are going to be monitoring the industry, and if they see behaviour that is causing significant financial hardship, buy now, pay later providers will come under more scrutiny again.
When are those changes due to come into effect?
So the current proposed changes, they're coming in September next year. So from September next year, that is when the buy now, pay later industry will have to conduct credit checks. And it also means they fall under the provisions of the Credit Contracts and Consumer Finance Act. So that does put some obligations on lenders in terms of penalties for these companies if things go wrong, penalties for the owners of these companies. It means these companies have to have robust dispute resolution schemes in place, be members of independent dispute resolution schemes, which does give the wider public some protections, but the fact that they don't have to do these affordability assessments is nonsensical to us.
And those potential protections too, you know, how accessible will they be? How easy would it be for someone to raise an issue and have it resolved, you know, or is it a very complex legal matter?
Your listeners may like to go back to a previous show that we did when you were actually on holiday, Jeff. So we did a MoneyWise episode on dispute resolution. The process is not too hard, but it can be quite lengthy and drawn out. And the fact that the wider public and even ourselves, we're not trained lawyers, and often when we're going up against these finance companies, they lawyer up, to put it nicely, and can very quickly bamboozle and go all over the place and I guess make things very confusing and even scary, should I say.
So there's issues around the dispute resolution process, but anyway, we have the prospect of these changes anyway. We are leading into a general election though, Andrew, and is there any indication of what the other major parties are saying about this?
So I can say that the bulk of the changes that have been made to the laws, the lending laws, over the last 5 years or so have been wonderful for our community and have really put in place a lot of protections for borrowers and users of financial products. We are concerned, however, that if the government was to change at the election, for example, the National Party has come out and said they would be looking to roll back some of the changes that have been made. And, it's good for people to be aware of that.
All right. So as it stands now, in terms of knowing where the proposed changes are going and knowing where your organisation is at with its work in this area, what might change for you in terms of your interactions with your clients? What might change in terms of the kind of advice you're giving?
Change? I guess, who knows? It depends what changes are made, but it does mean quite a bit of work for us, so we always have to keep up to date with what the legislation says at the time, and it can make things complicated when we're looking at issues as to when the issues occurred and what laws were in place at that time. And as I've touched on, over the last 5 years there've been a lot of changes, so keeping up to date with all those changes and when they happened and what things apply can make it complicated. However, I do think the team at DBS is well placed and on top of that knowledge, and if people, if your listeners are unsure, reach out to the likes of DBAS or indeed a financial mentoring service in your area, where you can tap into that knowledge and get up-to-date information and suggestions about possible ways to go with debts that are problematic.
We have seen alternatives to buy now, pay later, haven't we? Other lenders with criteria that you're more comfortable with? Just touch on that for us.
So we were very pleased to see a product called Good Now, Good Later, which is, I guess, an alternative to buy now, pay later. So Good Now, Good Later is a lending product provided by Good Shepherd New Zealand, a not-for-profit lender. So they provide microfinance and interest-free loan solutions to Kiwis. The idea of Good Now, Good Later is that they are small loans, so kind of up to, you know, $500, so not a big loan, and then an affordable repayment plan is worked out. So often with Buy Now, Pay Later, the loan needs to be paid over 4 to 6 payments. So if you've got a bigger loan and you've borrowed $500, you may be paying up to $100 per pay to pay that off. However, with a Good Now, Good Later loan, the payments are worked out so that they're totally affordable, and they're a great solution for people that need to buy those little essential things. The loans are accessed through financial mentors, so if that sounds like something a listener would be interested in, get on the phone and ask DBAS.
Yeah, and just finally, in that regard, Andrew, I guess you'd always prefer to have a conversation with someone ahead of a difficulty rather than trying to negotiate their way out of it. In other words, if you've got some uncertainty about how to approach some things on the horizon that might cause some financial challenges, talk about that first, and then you might find some solutions that are going to work and not get you in that in the shtuck.
Absolutely. The sooner you know about a problem or aren't sure about something, that's the time to ask for some support, not after everything's gone to custard, shall we say.
And you're talking with people from all walks of life and all backgrounds about their financial situations. Nothing to be ashamed of, especially in this climate, right?
No, that's what we're here to do, paid for by the government, completely free, non-judgmental. We understand what it takes for, that it's not easy for people to ask for help, and it can be embarrassing, but that's not a problem at all. We see it every day, and you're not on your own. A lot of people are experiencing these problems, especially at the moment.
Mm. Have a chat with Andrew and his team from DBAS if you want to talk through any of that or any other matters around your financial concerns at the moment. Thanks so much, Andrew, for joining us again. We look forward to another edition of MoneyWise in a fortnight.
Thank you, Jeff.
DBAS supports and empowers families and individuals at risk of or in financial hardship. We provide free and confidential support to anybody in the Greater Dunedin area. If you'd like to book in for a chat or have any questions, please call us on 03 471 6158, message us on our Facebook page, or fill out the short form on our website, budgetingdunedin.co.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.